producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Kicking off hour number two on a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My next guest, quite honestly, I just simply owe. There would be no podcast if he had not given me certain pieces of advice. Over time, he has collaborated with me many times, has been kind enough to come on my show, and I have him on the show because he's sort of a Renaissance-type guy. I'm almost certain if Leonardo da Vinci were alive today, they'd have coffee from time to time. He is a reverend. Deeply involved spiritually with his maker. He is a self-defense addict. While he does train to be spiritual, he also trains to keep himself on the face of the planet. He is a podcaster. He is a writer and a blogger. We're joined for the first time, I think, here at Genesis by Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my brother from another mother.
There you go. That's the other thing. He sounds a lot like Barry White when he's talking. Maybe an octave or two higher than Barry. Barry was deep. I mean, gosh. And that's the other thing. Amongst the anti-gunners, they look at you and say, what do they say to you when they see that you are you who you are?
First, it messes them up because they see my name. They say, Ken Blanchard. And they're looking and like, all right, where is this guy? He's going to be a gun advocate. He's going to be rah, rah, rah. And then I show up and they say, you? So I got the O in the mouth for the first couple of minutes.
Stunned, aren't they? They're just stunned, speechless. Ken is
just kind of stuck. And they're like, well, you're with them? And I was like, yeah, and you should be too. Let me tell you why.
you have a lot of chances to get a bunch of words in edgewise when that happens.
I know, right?
Yeah. Not all of us have that. And Ken is the original black man with a gun. I've seen a few guys try to steal that, but he is the original black man with a gun. That's part of his email address. The podcast, the Urban Shooter Podcast, that's been going on for how long?
7 years now.
7 years.
When I first started, all I wanted to do was just add my two cents to the fight. They would always throw stuff at people. I'm watching somebody... everybody from Ted Nugent, you name them, they would say the right stuff, and they would go, well, you're just racist. And I'd go, no, he's not. Let me tell you why he's not. And then you get the O again with the mouth, and I would just keep going. And well, who are you? Well, I'm just a black man with a gun. And they would go, ooh.
Not the stereotypical gun owner, huh?
Yeah, just got me thrown out of like two churches already. But it's okay. It's okay. I don't work for them.
You don't work for them. That's right. One of the things Ken does with Ken's podcast is better than mine simply because of the way he goes and the way he rolls with it, because he explores a bunch of different avenues that I would never touch simply because it never occurs to me. Not because... it just never occurs to me. And Ken takes it down. When you were discussing, I don't remember if it was the Aurora shooting or the Sandy Hook shooting, but you were discussing the fear. You discussed the fear that people have of not knowing who's coming and who's going to do something like that.
Yeah, you always call yourself the blunt object. And I try to be a scalpel.
I'll try
to be that guy in the foxhole that while we're defending our place, I'm going to keep the squad together. I'm going to let you know that you're still here for the right reason, and you are the best of the best. You're here for a reason, and as soon as there's a break, we're going to go ahead and kick some butt. That's my job. I've been doing that forever.
I like that characterization. Now, you wanted to talk about something, and I got to tell you, I started pulling stuff down and I completely forgot everything last night. What you had something you wanted to talk about. What was it? Remind me, please.
Oh, we were just talking about 9/11, what has happened since that tragic day, how our country has changed, and it's been changing since Y2K, and folks kind of forgot. Some people think this prepping thing is new, but we've been on a slow roll, a slow burn since Y2K, and it's just kind of heaped up now with the politics being as it is, the people taking more than giving, and politicians forgetting why they're even in politics at all. So it's the world, you could say it's changing, but it's actually not. It's us who's kind of waking up.
Yeah. How much of that do you attribute to things like your podcast, the new media, the new avenue that some people can go to try to gather information?
Oh, the Internet is huge. They would shut that baby down if they could, because we are the Paul Revere's. We're cranking out stuff without a filter. And people are tuning in. They're learning. You can Google something, man, and learn how to fix something. You can find out about prepping. You can find out about putting your stuff in mason jars, which you had to wait before for grandma to teach you. And if grandma passed away too fast and you didn't get that skill, now you can Google it and learn how to prep your food. There's companies that have popped up that are all on the Internet. There are podcasters who dare to say stuff like you do and poke the snake with a stick and dare him to move.
Do you think, now as far as 9/11 is concerned, one of the things that I thought was great about that time was that everybody forgot that there was any difference in anybody. Everybody just became American for, 10, 15 days. Everybody was just an American.
Yeah, my wife reminded me that this morning.
And I really enjoyed that period and just of that unity, the horror of the event, the unity that came out of it certainly didn't make the horror worth it. But at the same time, I realized how strong the American people could be when they had a common goal.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to push that for a long time to get a common goal again amongst the American gun owners and not 100% successful just yet, but, you know, I'm still working on it. What's it going to take for us to get to that position, in your opinion, and hold it?
We are a people that forget real easy because we got a lot of stuff. I mean, we got more games, more toys, more stuff to take our minds off of things than anybody in the world. So unless you're reminded of it constantly through podcasting, through public speaking, that's kind of the reason why I started. I wanted to go on this almost a Billy Graham crusade, get me a mobile home and go from state to state and preach America, preach freedom. And it was just cheaper to get a microphone in my basement and remind people once a week that we are free. And the only way you won't be free is if you turn over and give up your rights. And it's kind of morphed into what it is now.
Coming up on the first break, Ken Blanchard, when you're searching Ken Blanchard, you have to do it with two N's, K-E-N-N, Blanchard, or Black Man with a Gun, and you will not believe the cascade of media that's going to come your way. In addition to the Urban Podcast, you now do a motorcycle podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I found out that a lot of freedom-loving people also ride two wheels. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I've always wanted a cafe bike.
All right.
The only problem is finding a cafe bike that's ready to ride. That's pretty pricey, and getting a bike that can be made into a cafe bike requires a little bit of mechanical wherewithal, which I don't have.
Yeah, you're not by yourself.
Good.
It's not my skill. But if you just keep on long enough, you'll find somebody in our group that can turn a wrench.
Go to iTunes and try out the Urban Podcast. That's for everybody. You don't have to be a black man with a gun.
I just put it on the Black Man with a Gun podcast now, so you'll find it there.
You hang on for me. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, back again, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, the urban podcaster, the black man with a gun, Ken Blanchard, has joined me for the first time here. He's been with me many times before in other places, but first time here with Genesis. And now, I don't know if you podcasted about it, but I'm almost certain that you probably did, just knowing you. Did you get into any sort of a discussion about Ferguson and what was going on in Ferguson, Missouri?
Yeah, I did a little bit, and I talked about civil unrest and what you need to do.
What was your points that you made on that?
The biggest one is, if you can avoid it, let that thing go. You can't polish a turd.
when I watched the way that was unfolding, my first reaction was I thought the police sort of got a little over enthusiastic trying to control the crowds, shall we say, the local police. And then when it became apparent that a lot of people were coming from out of town and making things worse, and then you had the figureheads like Sharpton and Jackson showing up, although Jackson got bashed a little bit, or at least it seemed like he did. Why?
Loss of credibility. The younger generation kind of sees them for what they are. There's still a huge population that likes them, but there's another group that's growing where they're losing their power altogether. That Google works both ways. People can also see charlatans for what they are.
Now, how do you think that's going to... I mean, when... Why a case like the Zimmerman case or this case? Why does this grab national attention when young black men kill each other all the time, every day in the inner cities? When, black people defend themselves and successfully defend themselves in a lot of stand your ground cases wherever you want to check the stats. I know about Florida. In Florida, 44% of all the cases involving stand your ground are black people, black Americans doing it right. Why does what seizes the spotlight for a case like Zimmerman or Ferguson with young Mr. Brown and that officer?
It's kind of like a magician. You have to throw some low-hanging fruit. People know they can push a button on those who got nothing else to do, are easily manipulated by the media, and you can divert attention from whatever else you're trying to do or not do well, and it's all smokescreen. Truth and facts have nothing to do with this stuff. It's all manipulation and propaganda. I know it sounds all tinfoil hat stuff, but the truth of it is, if you can make somebody, it's kind of like doing comedy. If you can make somebody else look dumb, nobody, and talk about them, and you'll get a good laugh out of it, you can divert attention away from yourself, and that's a lot of what our politics do with our media.
Is
did I mess up?
No, you didn't mess up. I'm trying to figure all this out from my logical world. That's a shortcoming that I have, is being logical. One of the things that they're trying to say is that both of these individuals that unfortunately died were unarmed, and therefore they could get away with anything they wanted to while they didn't have a gun in their hands, even though both of them tried to go for a gun.
Yeah, that's, it's kind of like those arguments where you get there late and you're trying to figure out who did what, and you never get it, actually. You just know the two dogs are fighting. The big thing is, don't get in the pit. And that's really hard for us. When training law enforcement, for example, and somebody is attacking you, it's really hard to stop what you're doing. And if somebody gets down their knee or ducks or bends down, your center mass is now your head, and you're almost prone to shoot them where you were going to aim anyway. And it always comes out on a negative on law enforcement. And we train cops all the time about perceptions and they get drilled until they're ready to be sick. I mean, they can't stand the training that we give them when I was doing it for these reasons, because perception is somebody else's reality. And it'll take trials, and it'll go down to the wire, and all the educated folks will prevail. But the media won't get that. The population won't get the facts. They won't understand that when you are afraid, you don't always do the right thing. When you are shooting and you think you are about to lose, you won't do the right thing. Is it a malice in there? No, it's just human nature. And our life, our whole world right now is a little bit different how it was 20 years ago. We don't have the old tough guys that want to do the Andy Griffin thing and not use a firearm. We got people, that's their first and only tool they got in their belt. It's just more things to it than it's ever let out. And we get spun up on three pieces of information when there's 25 that we need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. You know, one thing I didn't do when and I'm going to ask you to do this when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. But give out, when we get back, I want you to give out your background with weapons, what got you started with weapons, why you like them, why you do the Urban Podcast. Although you've sort of already told that, the Urban Shooter Podcast, although you've already sort of told that, let's talk about the gun angle. And, take it from there. The blackmanwithagun.com.
Yep.
That's where everything that is the well from which all of Ken's media springs forth, and it's where you can find the shortcuts for all of it. So that is coming up in the next segment. We got about 45 seconds left in this one. Do you think that the United States is redeemable? In 30 seconds, can you tell me whether you think the United States can be taken back by the people?
Absolutely. Everything is made that way. And the people are standing up now every day. We can do it. We are still the people.
I'm still... I'm going to ask you about immigration when we get back to you. Maybe not in the next segment, because I'm going to let you tell all the story about you and guns, because you do have some impressive credentials when it comes with firearm manipulation. I want you to tell about that. Okay. Not just a reverend, although being a reverend is pretty good. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Joined this hour by the Black Man with Gun, the Urban Podcaster, the Motorcycle Radio Podcaster, and the Unnamed Church Podcaster, Ken Blanchard. Now, Ken, being born American is enough to be, any black man can be a black man with a gun if he's born American, but sometimes there's a little bit more of a pedigree that goes with that, and you have one of those types of pedigrees. Give it out for us, if you would.
Started as a country boy, born in Virginia, with a grandmother that owned a shotgun and taught me how to use one. And then I enlisted into the Marine Corps, spent 5 years there, and served overseas, working with the State Department as an embassy guard. Became pretty proficient with firearms then because we had different firearms as an embassy person than we did in the Fleet Marine Corps. I got out of that and helped the Central Intelligence Agency start a security program and did a little bit of everything with them. I started off as a security officer and then progressed into a federal policeman, became a trainer for them. Which they don't do anything half. So they would bring in the best from everywhere, Delta, Navy, Army Rangers. I mean, they would just bring in top people and teach us so that we could become instructors for our crew. And I got spoiled. I got a chance to learn from some of the heavies, civilians and military. And then as life changed, I got sent around the world to do stuff. And when I got the entrepreneur bug, I said, I'll just help my community with the stuff I've learned. I had no idea my community was clueless to what they could do, so it kind of stopped me in my tracks. And I've been preaching freedom more than teaching freedom.
Being an embassy guard is actually a very hairy proposition, isn't it? I mean, depending on where you are it, as far as that goes, for the, what, first 3 or 4 hours. Like we saw in Benghazi, as an example, being an embassy guard is not this cushy thing where you go out and look at the Eiffel Tower and go, man, this is some good stuff.
Yeah, it used to be. In some places, it's still kind of cool. But you're it. You're the last and the first sometimes before anybody can come. And you're protecting U.S. property hundreds and thousands of miles away from home. And you're going to do it to death.
With all of that stuff, I mean, have you ever felt the urge to be a trainer? I mean, lots of guys with that kind of background would have started the Blanchard Ballistic Go Bam School or something like that. Did you feel no calling to do that, or was the calling to be a preacher more powerful?
No, man, I started off the bat. That was it. I had the high speed, low drag stuff right off back in '90. The problem was the people. I was ahead of the curve. Like right now, everybody's doing it. But back in the 90s, no, I was a pariah. Why am I doing that? Why are you going to start a revolution? And I had to go and not train folks. I mean, it was like back then, security guards and law enforcement, we still had revolvers. It would transition into semi-autos and the Glocks. And I was way ahead of that stuff. And I was getting slapped on the face constantly, because my folks don't want to learn that stuff. We still have to qualify with the PPC. So it was just being ahead of the curve kind of hurt me. Time has caught up now. Now everybody's looking for it. And I'm slowly going to get back into it. But now I'm an old guy.
That doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. I see Larry Vickers out there all the time. And, I mean, I look at Larry Vickers, and I look at you, and I look at me, and I think you and I probably look pretty good compared to Larry Vickers. Now, we don't have, what is his company's name? Viking? No, it's not Viking. It's Vickers Tactical, isn't it?
Yeah, it got to be Tactical something. Yeah. It's just... And my BS level is high, too, now. I've watched some stuff happen over the last 20 years, and I've seen people who are trainers that I'm thinking, all right, where'd you get that from? That looks good on television. But in real life, you don't need all that. And sometimes the sizzle is what sells. It always does. So if you're too blunt, too honest, too this will get you killed kind of stuff, you can't sell it. Nobody wants to hear it. They still want the shiny stuff, so the shiny people win.
The shiny stuff. I don't know. I kind of think going to a Travis Haley class and watching him do some of the stuff he does, and I mean, some of these guys are like athletes, and the majority of people that carry guns for self-defense are not parkour runners. They can't kip up if they fall on their back.
Yeah.
So, you know, a trainer that looks more like the students, I think, might be welcome from time to time.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's still a hard sell. Training is the first thing that's cut in budgets. Whenever you try to get something, you have to go where the market is. And me being in a city, I had a hard way to go because I didn't have my own range. I tried to buy one once and find out how hairy that was. Again, I just was a little bit ahead of the curve. Even when the Black Man with a Gun website came out in 2000, people still had AOL 1.0. My website was way ahead, and people couldn't even see the James Brown stuff I had going on, the music, the flash. I mean, I had to slow down,
yeah,
and let the rest of the world catch up.
That's Ken Sings. Or do you still sing with the Urban Shooter Podcast?
Yeah, I do it more now with Motorcycle Radio. You'll hear a CCR tune in a heartbeat, or Johnny Cash, or ZZ Top.
I remember that first podcast I listened to about the Spree Shooter, and you taking it down so well to the fear and everything else. And I was like, wow, this guy is deep. Larry Pratt was right about him. And then then we come to the part in the podcast where I hear the music playing behind, and it's a little too fast for you to be giving out some sort of spoken word inspirational thing. And then here we go. I don't remember the song. I mean, I knew the song. I knew the lyrics. And I was like, wow, he's hitting it all. And he's on a podcast talking about guns, and he's singing an old school soul song.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'll do that too. And the reason is, remember on Fridays, like this is a good day, Friday in the military, we would end about half day and go run somewhere. We'd run some battalion run. And
right.
It would suck. Nobody wanted to run before you had your beer and hot dog. But to get us there, they'd call out somebody to sing cadence. And that was my job. And I loved it because, again, I was motivating people. And if you got me singing, I didn't think about running. So I kind of threw that in my podcast for the same reason. If you were on the fence, if you were thinking about something else, nothing gets us all together but music.
You know, I tried that the first month I started putting out the podcast. I remember the grand total of downloads well. 21 for the month. 21! So I had to put away the sheet music and the sheet music holder and everything else. Just talk. I had to give that up from that point.
You tried. It's all right.
That's right. Not a singer, thank goodness.
Oh, neither am I, according to my wife.
I thought you handled yourself well with that. All I know is that, you know, if I'm trying to be uplifting and I'm singing, I don't want to drive somebody to suicide. You know what I'm saying? Hang on one more time for me. We'll close this one out. BlackManWithAGun.com. Go check it out. That's where all the media is, and you'll be surprised what else is there. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. This will be it for the week. Coming to you live from the Frogly Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from the Urban Shooter podcast, the Motorcycle Radio podcast, the Unnamed Church podcast, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more media there, but you can find it all at blackmanwithagun.com, is Ken Blanchard. Ken, our mutual friend, Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America are looking at this immigration thing that Obama and the Democrats want to do, and they're looking at it as a gun rights assault, but I look at it as an assault on the country altogether. I mean, it's not going to do anything for unemployment, for anybody. It's not going to do, they are trying to take over the country without firing a shot. Have you thought about that to any degree?
Yeah, that's another one of those conversation that wife and I have at home. She said if I wanted to immigrate to Bermuda, they wouldn't take me like they do here.
If she wanted to immigrate to Mexico, they wouldn't take her like they do here.
Yeah, everything is just open the door, let everybody in. It's just a shame that you can't have anybody with some gumption to just say no.
Do you think... yeah, that's what it is. Do you think... Now, when I asked you if you thought that we could redeem ourselves here in the United States, do you think that even with that, and what are they saying? There's 11 million illegal immigrants here. For my first question is, how do you know how many are here?
Try to start some stuff. You wouldn't know unless you let them in. Yeah, man.
So you think that number is pretty close?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they've allowed stuff to happen and then get plausible denial like they don't know.
Well, I mean, I look at California, and when Reagan passed amnesty in 86, a lot of them settled in California, and California has changed since then. And there's, California has been, most of the people that are pushing it in the South Carolina, the California General Assembly, all this gun control, are Latino or Latina, whatever, what may have you. And why are we allowing this to happen?
Always for benefit. It has to benefit somebody or they wouldn't let it go. So it's definitely going to be for votes or for some power somewhere.
Well, How is the, in your circles, and with the ones that you know about, that you talk to and everything, how is the Black American community looking at this?
Trying not to sound racist, but they don't agree with it either. That's the biggest thing that nobody has even touched on yet, is that most of Black America is just as conservative as white America. We have the same values, but we've allowed people to divide us so that our country is not as strong as it could be.
Well, I mean, you said something about trying not to sound racist. Is that part and parcel of the political correctness where somebody has defined for them what sounds racist, and they're concerned with running up and butting up against that?
Totally. It's that PC piece is huge. Right and wrong have nothing to do with it. It's just how you appear.
Now, one thing the self-anointed Black leaders of the United States, like Sharpton and Jackson, have they ever said anything about immigration?
No, I haven't heard a thing.
Wouldn't it be nice if they took a position on that?
If they were real leaders, then they would.
Yeah. How do you, I mean, if you had to make a guess based upon, you probably study them a lot closer than I have, where would you think they would fall? I mean, isn't Black America is suffering under the first Black American president, or Black Kenyan, or wherever he is. They're suffering at his hand because he hasn't done anything to get out of the way for economic growth to begin on its own. And now he's diluting the number of jobs versus the number of people that will be vying for those jobs. How are they looking at this and saying, somebody needs to step up? I'm just waiting for somebody to step up and say, this just can't be happening.
I wish, actually, that nobody cared what color you are, and then that didn't even come up. I would like if we would, like, just put that stuff down and just start taking care of all enemies, foreign and domestic, and just be one nation. That would be really cool.
That would be like it was when we were in the military.
Yeah, man. That's my strongest point of my life, of just remembering of all of us in the same squad bay, complaining about the same stuff, and all coming from different places.
Well, I mean, when you were in the military, you were just Blanchard, right? You weren't. Maybe if you got ranked, they had to call you sergeant or something, but you were just Blanchard.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And if you had a South Korean in there, he was Juan, and if you had a white guy, he was Smith, and that was it. That was all there was, and I don't know. I think there's enough veterans in the United States where we could probably try to change attitudes, but
that's the only place where it's still cool. If you go to a veterans event, like I was at a biker rally yesterday, and 99% of the people there were veterans, and it was old home week, and I didn't know anybody. We just was on the same sheet of music. That was beautiful by itself.
Yeah, unfortunately for people like you and me, there's still too many people that are glued to the magic box that believe that this exists or that exists. And I mean, it is getting better. It is getting better. I saw Morgan Freeman tell Don Lemon, when Don Lemon was saying, is there racism in America as far as how successful you can be, when he said, well, no, there isn't. Look at me. Look at you. We're proof. You can do whatever you want to do. Which it surprised me, coming from Morgan Freeman. I thought he was sort of a liberal dude.
You get to a point where you realize, hey, a lot of that stuff is crap I'm hearing.
You think Morgan has gotten to that point?
Yeah, I think it's an age thing. After a while, after you've been around a minute, you realize how much stuff is spoon-fed to you, and you try to stand on your own two feet, knowing that you can't get slapped anymore. Some people, when you're still under the gun, they don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers, so they're not going to say anything. But that's not freedom, is it?
No, it isn't. That whole not ruffling the feathers thing, whenever somebody says, I don't want to do this because this might happen or they might get mad or something, I'm just thinking, well, what are you...
How long that chain been on your leg?
Yeah.
When you gonna be free?
That's not what I was thinking. I'm just, but I like it. I'm going to start thinking that since you mentioned that.
Because I'll bring it up in a minute. As soon as somebody said, "Well, we can't do that," and I was like, "What plantation did you just escape from? Are you still there?" And they're like, "Ooh, I don't believe he went there." And it's like, "Yeah, only person holding you back is you. Get off of it."
We didn't even touch on the fact that you live in Maryland, which is just about. Maryland is not exactly the most Second Amendment friendly state for you to be operating in, is it?
No, just a shade below Jersey and New York City.
How do you stand it?
Scrappy, though.
It makes you scrappy. Okay. All right. That's how you stand it. That answers that real quick. Give out all the stuff that you do real quick before we run out of time.
Man, it's been a pleasure to be here. And if you want to find me, you can go to blackmanwithagun.com. You'll find out my podcast, The Black Man with a Gun Show, is on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio. I have two other podcasts, The Unnamed Church and Motorcycle Radio. You can find out all three of them on BlanchardMediaGroup.com.
Every gun owner in the United States should be downloading Ken's podcast. That is one thing that is a mystery to me. As long as Ken has been there, every gun owner in America should be, because the motorcycle podcast has taken off, hasn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't ruffle anybody's feathers. Let's talk about helmets. Then it does. Helmet laws. Oh, my goodness.
Chroming the engine. No racial component.
Like John Wayne said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway.
That's it.
Thank you, man, for all you do.
Thank you for joining me today. I'll be in touch.
All right, brother.
All right. That is a wrap for the week. We will rejoin each other on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.